Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Taking a walk out there after dinner, that is a time that your neighbors can learn a little bit more about you. And there's actually a handful of things that we don't realize that we're kind of communicating to our neighbor that they can pick up on. In fact,
the men's room top 10. The men's room top 10.
10 things your neighbors know about you without you realizing it. I'd rather play the game. Things you notice about your neighbors without them realizing it. The blonde who prefers leggings, single, no pets, petite, or the single mid-30s brunette, 5'2", girl next door, has a great set of natural flotation devices.
Jeez, oh, whales. Is there anything that you guys have learned about your neighbors or that it's quite obvious that your neighbors can learn about you? My neighbors can know that my dog hates birds because my neighbor enjoys birds and my dog barks them all the time. I smoke stuff in my barbecue from time to time, so they know I'm at least halfway interested in that.
I know that my neighbors plowed down enough White Claws to have to put most of them in my recycling bin because they don't have enough room in theirs.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. They get it.
I know my one neighbor has never done anything for herself, include learn.
Oh, yes.
My other neighbor, I know, man, he has some smack weed and smokes it any and everywhere, no matter
I have one of those neighbors
what the
too.
Situation is.
My
other neighbor, dude, he came for like Christmas.
Nice.
Just knocks on the door, hey, man, and just, I mean, like, here's
Come
some weed.
Come on in, buddy.
And his weed, it's like smoking with Snoop.
All right.
You smoke, because he does all the homegrown stuff. He's like, man, this is my special blend. I've been doing it for 8,000 years. It's next level. And my other neighbor, very healthy.
Okay.
Yeah, my neighbors to the right on my floor, like that, those two doors, like they're older. They're real nice. Mm-hmm. I like them. The neighbors upstairs, I've learned, they like to dance.
Huh.
So it's not like loud or anything, but you know, my place has a fireplace.
Yeah.
And sometimes in the evening, I'm just like if I don't have my TV on, I'm like, what is that noise? And then you can just hear, and I'm like, oh, I think they're like ballroom dancing.
I'm about to say, is it like That's a slow cool. dance? Are they raving up there? So
no, it's more like swingy.
Like waltz, okay. Not even quite waltz, but swing. That's kind of cool.
That's all I'm like, all right, good for them.
I like it, man. So these are things that your neighbors know about you without you realizing it. Down towards the bottom of the list, they say your technology usage. So basically, if they're peeking in your windows, you can see what kind of TV they've got.
Ah, okay.
If they're using like drones outside or stuff like that, if you know, remote control airplane stuff, you know, whatever.
I know my neighbors probably think I'm a psycho because I mean, just the weird hours I get up to watch all those different sports and cheer.
Yeah, pretty much. Your holiday spirit shows up there, which I got a lot of grief for in this last holiday season because I didn't have like any lights up on my house that I had just moved into, so. They knew that I was anti-Christmas.
You know, my neighbor next door left me a note and was like, I really liked your wreath. Like,
really?
Sad to see it gone. And then I saw her. I was like, oh, Carol, I feel like there's pressure now. Should I put up an Easter wreath? And she's like, no, it was just nice.
I definitely discovered two of my neighbors that are way into Christmas this past year.
Okay.
I mean, took the dog out for a walk. I'm like, good golly. I mean, that's... We could see your house from space.
I will say, Ted, on your tip, the only note I've ever received from a neighbor is when he was trying to steal my wife away.
Oh, God, that guy.
That is still awful.
It is. Like, damn, man.
I just, I had to express my,
no, you
my
didn't.
Feelings.
No,
you didn't.
I'm leaving.
You expressed your feelings in the bathroom by masturbating.
You haven't said a doggone word to us the entire time that we've been living here, you creep staring at my woman.
That is creepy.
That is real weird.
That is really weird. I'm glad we got the hell out of there. Your recycling habits. I will say the number of times that I've made that embarrassing.
You drink a lot.
Exactly.
Back to my neighbors, man.
Those glasses that are clanking in the recycle bin. The cans that go just careening in there, dude.
I know. And I drink everything and I have a can in my house.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the regular soda waters are never on top of the recycling.
No.
It's always just cans of beer. And it's like, God damn it.
I'm not this bad, guys.
How many people live in your house? That's just me, man. Right. That's my
beer. I had a buddy over. It's like, that's 48 empty cans.
Like, yep. We were thirsty.
Things that your neighbors know about you without you realizing. They say your professional life.
Maybe.
You know, depends. It depends on what you got going on that gives away your professional life. How social you are.
Well, sure. Yeah, I think your neighbors would know that.
Right? Your green thumb. Mm-hmm. Which.
Okay, yeah.
And not even just like for, you like to garden. Like, you don't like to mow your lawn.
Yes.
I grow weeds.
Exactly. And then I think I got people that are roaming around because from time to time I will walk out to my car and there's just a random beer can laying on the ground.
Dude, what do you just think? It's one of your neighbors is kind of.
Somebody just going out there, then they toss one down. Either that or my wife's moonlighting.
Find out your wife.
Like, what, you just chugging a 40 of.
Dude, I'm with you. Like, your neighborhood, that's a nice neighborhood.
It's a good little spot, but it will drift from time to time.
That wouldn't shock me. But, like, my buddy, him and his wife, live in a very nice neighborhood of Seattle. We were leaving the other day, and I was like, is that a Corona bottle? Like, I just don't picture any of your neighbors randomly just tossing a Corona bottle.
Just drop that over there. Your after-hours activities.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yes. Guilty as charged.
Your culinary skills or lack thereof. Like I said, I got the smoker outside that steams from time to time. And you know what? That is actually one of the things that I really do love about taking the dog out for a walk. Is from time to time, you get a waft of who's actually cooking at home.
And you can tell if they're nailed.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You get that waft that's like, I want to go in there.
Another one's like, Jesus, don't invite me for dinner, please.
Yeah. Frank next door, he cooks a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Nice. I love it. It's like, smells good.
Man, my first apartment over there in Issaquah, there were times because I would go, and it was a closed-off building that I had to walk into, right? And I would go in there from time to time. And you remember our old coworker Leah that cooked a fish inside of our oven?
Yes, I remember that.
There's times that it reeked like that in the hallway of that area. It's like, doggone it, man.
Come on, dude.
They're doing like some sort of weird, bad seafood boil in there. Jeez, I wish. How you handle conflict?
Well, yeah.
That same spot, I had two neighbors that lived in the apartment directly next to me. And I will say, credit to those apartments out there, Winsong Apartments. They were really well soundproofed. Because I couldn't hear anything and they were on the other side of the wall. If I walked by their door.
Oh, you could hear it all.
I could count on one hand how many times I walked by there and I did not hear them screaming at each other. I mean, screaming at
really?
Each other. Oh, yes.
That's insane.
It was awful. It was. You could feel the toxicity coming out of that place. And I am not exaggerating. It was all the time. Calling each other horrible names, and then I love you. I'll be back later tonight, and then they leave.
Jesus, God.
Like what in the hell? Jeez, your fitness habits. Again, these are things
that
your neighbors know about you without realizing. That's one thing that they know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my healthy neighbor. Most of the time, we bump into each other. He goes for long ass jogging. He's got the vest with the blinking light. Right, he's serious about it. He's also a doctor.
Yeah.
And most of the time, we bump into each other. I'm sitting in front, drinking a beer and smoking a cigarette. And he's jogging back up the driveway. And we'll talk for like 10 minutes, but I'm like, we are so opposite. We get along really well, but like.
And you're still in better shape than he is.
Right?
If he sees me running, I'm late. I mean, that's it.
That's right. Your taste in music.
Yep, for sure.
They're going to hear that.
Yeah. They probably know my wife's taste in music. I don't jam a whole lot of music all that loud very often.
I don't really just because of the kids, but if the kids aren't home, I will. But I know my one neighbor, the weed-smoking guy, loves Steely Dan.
All right.
I listen to music every night, depending on where my brain is, depends on the volume.
Right? Sure.
If I'm cooking, moderate level. If not, uh-oh.
Right.
Yeah, right. I'm with you. If I have music on in my house, sometimes during the day, like a Saturday, if I'm cleaning, it's kind of loud. Sure. I'm always like, yeah. Hey, come home after a few frothy beverages, like, crank that ass up.
I'm surprised our buddy Marshawn and I haven't seen somebody walk down and tell him to quiet it down when he has a party from time to time.
He enjoys a loud volume.
He enjoys a good atmosphere, and it's fun. Like, don't get me wrong, it's always fun.
But that's a condo.
True.
As opposed to an apartment building. So right. Condos generally are built with better
sound
because they're paying for it.
And just the wall, like, just better materials.
Okay. Okay, good call. Your level of cleanliness. Again, things that your neighbors know about you without realizing. And it kind of, yet again, goes back to how much stuff you have out there in your lawn. You could even see at the windows. You can see a window that doesn't even look into
you.
And you can see.
You can tell by just the person.
Yep. If you have pets, that's kind of obvious.
Well, yeah.
Right. Well, they take their dog out. They take a dog for a walk every morning and night. It might be theirs.
That's not like they know that about you. Like,
you're not hiding.
You walk a dog. Everybody knows you have a dog.
Exactly. And cats like to just sit in the window from time to time. That's always a fun little surprise. You're walking down the street like, oh, there's a cat in the window.
Yeah, they're going to be. Oh, man. You know, I know it's there because my dog's losing her ass.
It always amazes me, the neighborhood cat. I have never been bold enough to let my cat outside because I know he will never come back. But at the same time, it's like I'm walking down. There's just a cat over there. And then he'll come up, say hi. He'll rub his head on the ground and I'll scratch him a little bit. Then he just takes off again.
Yeah, we got three.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And in general, and I recognize all three.
Mm-hmm.
One kind of hangs with me if I smoke a cigarette. The other two sit from afar and just stare me down.
Have you given them names?
I have not.
You should name them.
I will. And now that you've told me that, like, I really want to name them. I already know the one one's Fatty.
Fatty. You just got fat names. You got Double Rainbow. You got Fatty.
Double Rainbow did not start as Double Rainbow. She was just Rainbow. But as time has gone by, she has doubled. This other cat, since I've known probably about 7 years, this cat has been equally as fat the whole time.
The company you
consistency.
Keep. Consistency. Consistency. Mm-hmm. That's right. What you order online.
Say the company you keep?
The company you keep, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sure. They come and go.
Right. Yeah. Then what you order
she
online.
She was only there for an hour.
Oh.
He's low on cash or he's quick.
I'm guilty of this one. Your favorite TV shows. I may not know what your favorite is, but I do know what you're watching. And when I'm walking, people will have their windows open, and I'll just look in there, and it's right there on the TV. There was one time, I remember it was a Pro Bowl Sunday one time, and I walked in downtown Enumclaw, and I watched the Pro Bowl in every TV on the way down. It was
the
great.
Pro Bowl? Yeah. Who's watching the Pro Bowl?
I know, right? But I was like, okay, Pro Bowl's on. Let's see
what
we're doing.
I'm impressed.
I do. I do have a weird fascination with watching what people are watching. Like, I'm not trying to be creepy or trying to watch anything I'm not.
If your curtains are open, I just wanted to see what you're watching.
You bet. Just appear into your life there.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'm with you. Again, I'm just thinking about the neighbors next to me. Like, they watch, like, Frank watches a lot of sports, too. He's a little older and a little hard of hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So I can often, like, they don't have to apologize. But they, like, blare their TV.
Sure.
But it is funny, is sometimes I'll be watching a sporting event, then I'll go to meet somebody, and I'll be like, oh, nice, they're watching the same game.
And then the number one thing that your neighbor knows about you without you realizing it, or it's obvious, just your daily routine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. He leaves at this time of day. They get home right around this time.
How else do I know when to break into your house?
Exactly.
I have to watch this stuff.
When you're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.